About this month's meeting. And we are back live. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you. We've got two more issues on the agenda for today. Number 23, Western South Dakota Shooting Complex Update. Mr. John Canta is with us again. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Section Chief with the Department, and Project Lead for the South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex. I want to give you an update on our fundraising efforts today, and then also a quick update on where we're at with construction progress and such. I have Tammy Bond from Sturgis, South Dakota with me here today. I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a moment. That's one of the updates I wanted to get you. We did put an RFP out for an individual or an organization to assist us with fundraising here in late August. We received four bids on that request for proposal, and I'm happy to announce that Tammy was awarded the contract, and we've hired her on to help with fundraising. And so I'm going to let Tammy tell you a little bit about herself here just for a minute.
Very good. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Tammy Bond. My husband and I own Sturgis Guns in Sturgis, South Dakota. In my past, I worked for the city of Sturgis in the rally department doing sponsorship. I also spent a little more than a year out at the Buffalo Chip with Rod Woodruff doing sponsorship, who, if you have the opportunity to learn from that man, it's well worth it because he is the master of marketing and sponsorship and getting people to spend money out at his complex. So I do have that background. I've also, my husband and I have started two companies. We had a motorcycle dealership for 14 years, and then we have the gun store. So I understand what it's like to be on the ground level of something and try to get people to come and spend money with you and to partake in what you have to offer. So with that said, I think I'm pretty uniquely qualified to do this because the rally is going to be a big portion of money coming in for your complex. Already talking to the gun industry, several companies in it, they want to be there. They want to hold demos there. 2 years ago, the Buffalo Chip did a thing called Gun Fest, and they were charging $25,000 for a 10 by 20 for people to come and do demos of their guns. One of the feedbacks we had gotten from it was that the gun industry wants its own place that they can really sink their teeth into. So I'm really excited about this project. To me, it's going to be like, you know, giving candy to babies. So I'm excited. If you have any questions for me, just let me know.
Very good. Welcome. Any questions for Tammy? Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tammy. And excited to have her on, and really excited to have some assistance with fundraising and somebody locally here that has a lot of connections and will be able to be a big help to me. Just continuing with the update, you should all have in front of you there a sponsorship booklet. I wanted to present these to you. These are something that we put together here just recently now that we have final plans and we're able to put together some really neat 3D renderings of the facility. So this booklet has lots of information on the shooting sports complex itself, but then also in the back information on opportunities to sponsor the range and to become a partner with Game Fish and Parks here in this effort and of course provide some funding to help offset the cost of this facility. So again, really, really nice booklet there with lots of nice renderings. And we're really proud of those because this is a really big facility and it's hard to really show it off from a 3D standpoint with a big facility like this and putting it on paper. But the architects and engineers were able to do that and happy to have that in the booklet. We do also have opportunities online to look at these 3D renderings and such as well. In the book, additionally, is what we're calling a pledge form or a giving sheet. And so this is just another opportunity for folks, maybe at a lower level, to contribute to the shooting sports complex and provide some support and become a partner with us in this effort. Lastly, I wanted to mention, and Nick has it up on the screen here, we've updated our web page for the South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex. It has some more of the 3D renderings and the layouts. It has a link to the booklet that you have in front of you there, and just lots of information on the facility. I want to thank Nick and his staff, in particular Brooke Smith. They put a lot of work into this, and Kendall Merchant. A lot of work into this, and we're able to beef this up, so we have a really nice page here for folks to go to. And one of the nice features, there's even a link on this page where you can click on it, and it's I believe it's called a flip book. Nick will correct me. But you can look at this booklet digitally and just flip through it on the website. So really nice resource for us, and an opportunity for folks if they want some information on the shooting sports complex. They can jump right in there and get everything they need, and we'll keep that updated. So that's an update on the fundraising efforts. Quickly, I wanted to give you an update on where we're at with the project. As we discussed at the last meeting, we did put the dirt work, that mass grading, out for bid and have awarded that contract. And we'll be contracting with Dakota Ready Mix out of Gillette, Wyoming. We are going to have a pre-construction meeting with them here real soon, but we're expecting to break ground here in early 2024, if not sooner. So really exciting times there. And it'll be a lot of work, but they're ready to do it. It's over 700,000 cubic yards of dirt that they need to move, so a lot of dirt work there. The next phase for us is to contract for the finish work and the structures on the facility, so kind of everything that's left after the dirt work. Right now our plan is to advertise that for bid on November 9th, and we'll have a bid opening on December 7th. And so my hope, what I expect, is that we'll have a contractor on before the end of the year here and be able to start working with them on planning and that finish work once those dirt contractors are out of there. So that's a quick update for all of you, and I would love to take any questions or provide you any additional information you might want.
Any questions for John?
One quick one.
Yep.
Commissioner White, I see you have power and water. Is that for motorhomes and campers, or is that just a resource of available?
Through the chair.
Yes.
Commissioner White, so not for camping. We don't intend to provide camping there. There are opportunities to set up like food trucks or vendor type situations, stuff like that. But the water and electricity is one for the building and those facilities, but also we'll be irrigating the lawn, watering trees. Some of the electrical at the actual shooting platforms. There are shooters that like to shoot and actually reload and kind of hone their guns in right there at the range. And so, as I've mentioned many times, we're going to offer everything at this range as it pertains to shooting sports. And so, we have all kinds of bells and whistles like that'll accommodate those shooters.
Thank you.
Very good. A quick question about the pledge form, and maybe you said this. Is this also available online? Can they donate online?
Yes, Madam Chair, yes.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Any other questions? Good job on the booklet and all of the details that you guys have put together. It looks good. And welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.